Don't surrender your loneliness so quickly. Let it cut more deep. Let it ferment and season you as few human or even divine ingredients can. Something missing in my heart tonight has made my eyes so soft, my voice so tender, my need of God absolutely clear. That's a poem from Hafiz, who is probably one of the most amazing poets. I think he's from like the 14th century or something, but completely apropos. Just reading that gives me all kinds of goosebumps and chills and all that other good stuff. So with that, my name is Ananta. I am, part of my voice, I'm perpetually under the weather, so you'll hear me, I sound a little stuffy, but anyway, I'm a New York-based artist and photographer and writer and musician and practitioner of life, which is an interesting concept, but we'll talk all about that. And the reason I kind of started this specific space was because I wasn't hearing a lot of the things that I wanted to hear in one place. I would hear amazing, motivational, and interesting things being said, but almost not pertaining to me in my space. And then the things that interested me, there was a lack of kind of like substance to what was being said. Understand, when I say lack of substance, I'm not trying to scrutinize anyone, or I'm not trying to come for them. What I am saying, though, is that I hear a lot of people saying a lot of motivational things, and it sounds amazing, it sounds great, but at the end of the day, I'm looking for something from somebody who, when I look at their work, I'm inspired. I admire them, I admire their work, I want to see what happened, how they do it, and what their mindset is when they're doing it. So, as with anything, I have a motto that it's, if you have an opinion, put it into your work. And I have an opinion, and what happens usually when you have an opinion is that when you put it into your work, immediately you start to see that this opinion is going to change. There's this basketball player named Draymond Green who said, anybody who's questioning LeBron James's legacy doesn't have a legacy of their own. And that's real. Nobody who's actually done all of the hard work looks at somebody else who did all of the hard work with the scrutinizing eyes of somebody who is sitting on their couch and being critical of them. And that's just a fact. Once you, it's not even putting yourself into somebody else's shoes. It's literally stepping into your own shoes and seeing what it takes and understanding that even though you don't have the same circumstances and conditions as everyone else, this is hard and I get it. Now I understand what they're going through. And I feel that's where pain comes in. Pain is an amazing tool for shaping us the way that it does. As a matter of fact, I kind of feel like without the pain, we lack a certain sense of connection with other people who are dealing with life. For example, I know what it's like to be hungry. I know what that feels like. So when somebody says they're hungry, I can understand where they're coming from. I know what it's like to really be hungry to the point where it's painful. So when I see somebody starving, it triggers something in me that's, I'm familiar with that. I know what it's like to be cold. I know what it's like to be really cold. So when I see somebody in the street and I'm like, yo, their bones are cold, I understand that. But deeper than that, on like a emotional or psychological or even a spiritual level, the torment that we deal with as people who have been oppressed or abused connects us in a way where we understand how somebody else has to deal with whatever they're going through. And everybody deals with things differently, but it gives us a sense of empathy. And the sad part is that a lot of times we'll look at people who are in places of privilege, and we're all kind of privileged, but when we look at those people, it seems that they're insensitive, but sometimes they just can't fathom what's happening to somebody who's in those situations. If you've always been a very wealthy person and you've never experienced the pain of what it feels like to just not know where your next meal is coming from or anything, and those people are dismissive of those realities that other people have to face because they've never had to face them. Men are often dismissive to a certain extent of the pain that women go through when they're experiencing cramps or something like that at the time of the month. We don't understand it because we've never had anything that would allow us to fathom something of that magnitude, or a childbirth. I mean, they say that there are things that can make you feel like that, but we don't know what it's really like. And it's, anyway, and so then, yeah, certain things give us a connection to one another that's very profound, and pain is one of those things. And so that's the interesting thing about the poem. Don't surrender your grief, your pain, so quickly. Let it season and ferment you as very few human or even celestial ingredients can. That's profound. If you sit in it for a little while, it starts to give you a little bit of an insight, maybe, into what somebody else is going through. That, I mean, that you can't buy that. Yeah, so actually, I just kind of wanted to start. I wanted to just start, get this first episode that I've recorded a million episodes, but I wanted to start and give a little introduction into, like, kind of how my brain works and what I'll be talking about, and make it make sense for people who are gonna hang and chill with me in this space. But I want to talk about life. When I say a practitioner of life, I think that we rush through life and we think that we're supposed to be getting towards the end or towards something, and it's actually in the everyday, in the doing, and pain kind of keeps you very present. So if we can access that understanding and be present regularly, that's what we're supposed to be doing. A promise of heaven or hell is going to make you act a certain way, but then you're still living in a future, right? So it's kind of, for me, I feel like it's more important for the practice of living to be present and to, in every minute, be intentional and just know what you're doing. And it sounds cliche, but this is where I didn't see in other spaces what I wanted to see in my space. I need to do that in every interaction. Every time I talk to somebody, right now, while I'm talking to whoever else is listening, I'm intentional. I'm spending this time whereas I won't regret it. If I'm going to make my art, what is the reason I'm making it? Is it mental masturbation? Am I doing it to be like, yo, I'm dope, I'm better than everybody else? Or is it more, how am I conveying my human experience to somebody else? Why do we need art? What the hell does this mean? Is somebody going to see this and be inspired? Are they going to look at it and be like, oh, yo, I get it. I get what's going on. That's what art is for. Anyway, we can unpack all of that stuff, but I didn't want to make this a long thing. I just really wanted to make something to get it out. Otherwise, I'd feel like I wasted my time, and that's the exact opposite of what being present is about. So I'm going to figure out how to do this more regularly. I'll figure out what days to do it, and then I'll bring you more stuff, and we'll have some sort of music intro or whatever. But they say, like, your first, I don't know, 10 or 20 of these are going to be trash. So I'm hoping that y'all don't think it's so trash that you're not going to tune back in. I'm not looking for big production or anything like that. It's a gritty. It's me in my studio, so you're gonna hear in New York. It is what it is. But I really want to be intentional. I really want to have people on here who can give something to each other. And anyway, it's gonna be lit. I can't wait to share everything with y'all. I'm gonna have another episode recorded for you in a few minutes, just because I'm on it. But anyway, thank you. Wherever this is. Like it or do whatever it is that you do. Share it. Let people know what's up. And I'll speak to you later.